Hi guys, this is Shelf Medicating. I'm Maddie.
I'm Savannah.
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Macy.
And welcome to Book Club.
Yay! Thriller in July!
Yeah. Thriller in July.
It's a thing. This month we read Kill For Me, Kill For You by Steve Cavanaugh, a thriller in July. Just like we planned, not the one that we planned.
No, but I'm very grateful for it. If you might recall,
this was not the original pick.
Not the original pick. No. We originally had picked The Midnight Feast by Lucy Foley, and we each kind of got a little ways in and just decided that it wasn't for us.
No.
But did anyone continue?
Absolutely not.
I didn't even start.
I literally took it back to the library.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
I hate to just trash an author and we didn't even finish it, so I guess we can't really talk about it, but...
Yikes. We still have time. Like, that's what I was thinking is I don't like to, like, DNF something, but I really just don't have the time anymore. No, I don't have time. Do, you know?
Yeah, and it sucks when it's a waste of time. When I got, like, 30% in, I'm like, that's enough. Like,
yeah. I kind of have stopped making myself feel bad for stopping a book.
Same. Mm-hmm. I'm not going
to
wait.
There's too many to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
That's the thing. There's other stuff that I want to read that if I'm not excited about it, and I was so confused that I didn't want to have to put effort into understanding. I just wanted to read it.
No, I was so confused. I didn't care to unconfuse myself.
Yeah.
I didn't care about any of the characters at all. So
it was giving 9 Perfect Strangers. Like, I pictured Masha or whatever her name was as the, like, girl.
That's exactly so what I was going to cast, by the way.
Yeah. It was like a knockoff of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, once again, I got maybe 50 pages in. So I can't even, like, justify how it actually was. But it was like that story I cared about. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed fine that no like I just never cared when you don't care about the characters that's where you totally lose me
I
can't
I
you gotta be rooting for somebody
anyway so we just got on Goodreads and found this book and I hadn't even heard anyone talk about it and it was still in like the new and noteworthy section of Barnes and Noble when I picked it up so I haven't heard a ton of people
I had never heard of it before so
I think he's like a pretty well-known thriller author, though. Just not someone that I've read before, but...
I was looking at some of the other Goodreads reviews, and I saw some people talking about some of his other books and that they like them, so...
It's kind of a change for us to do a man, and you can tell it's written by a man, so I thought that was kind of a fun take, too, because we obviously do predominantly female authors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have quick life updates? Do we want to do that, or...?
I got nothing.
I actually really don't have anything that I can think of.
We could talk about Love Island.
Yeah, we can do that right now. Because that's all I can think about, truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a ride. I jumped on the train way
the
late. Yeah, literally. I jumped on the train way late. Had to binge the crap out of them. I still was like late and like ruined some things for myself, but it was fine. And it's so good. I can't wait to start next. It's just yearly, right?
Yeah.
Start next year, like episode by episode, and just like have. I think my plan is, since I have summers off, like don't watch it the night it comes out, like in the morning. Yeah. I don't know why I like having a morning show. Yeah. I just wanted something off in the background. The issue is you get caught up like sitting there watching it.
Right.
The issue is that your husband gets obsessed and won't let you watch it without that.
I know. Yeah, I had to leave him in the dust at one point because he was like either loving it or he'd be like, okay, this is too much. And then like he'll probably go without watching it again, honestly. But he did like doing it at the beginning. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. So it's just I don't even know how it's so I don't like we're all obsessed with this show. And then sometimes it's like
so
pretty
boring.
Cringy.
Yeah.
And then it's also boring. But then I'm also like crying at the end of it. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's unlike any other show. And I think it's because it is, like, every night it comes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're just, like, so invested for, like, a solid month.
Yeah, you're so invested. Yeah. You're looking forward to it every night. Like, it's something, like, consistent and, like, new in your life. And because we do see so much of them, you, like, really, like, learn the people and the characters really well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's just fun.
Well, Kayla on Vile Files was saying... Unlike a lot of reality shows, they really don't overproduce how you act. Like, they just tell you to be yourself. And I do think I sound cheesy, but I think that comes through because the emotions are so raw and people say things that are so
unhinged.
And on a show like The Bachelor, you're going to get a soundbite that was drawn out of you to fit whatever narrative they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Love Island does that to an extent, but you really get raw emotions. And I think... Because it's so summer camp-esque, Kayla also said, you just forget the cameras are there.
Right.
Because, like, you're just hanging out with your friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody, like, a week in, 2 weeks in, starts to let their guard down a little bit because you're with these people 24/7 for, I mean, months, or at least, like,
it's crazy. A month. Yeah.
And no, I mean, they film for a while.
I think it's like 40 days.
Yeah. Like something insane.
So it's like over a month. I don't know if it's two.
You know what else is so crazy? Wrong, Kaylor said she didn't know if she was an OG or a bombshell or anything until the minute she walked into the villa. She said they don't tell you anything. So when she walked into the villa and she saw Serena, they had to be like, oh, we're the first people here. We're OGs. You have no idea going in.
Ooh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Chills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That felt good to be an OG. Yeah. I mean, a bombshell's fun too, I guess. Cause you, like,
anything but a Casa girl, kill me.
Oh my gosh, I could never.
Yeah, even Daniela was doing a video and she was like, and I was a Casa girl, it turns out. Like, great.
She was OG material.
She really was, I wouldn't be surprised if they brought her back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was going to say that someone was doing a TikTok video about like the ins and outs of it. And it made me question, like, if you get cast, you have to do like a quarantine or whatever where you're like without your phone, whatever. And then they like send you in at whatever point they want to. And again, like you don't know if you're in Casa or OG bombshell. But then how do the Casa girls know what has been going on? How have they been watching it?
Yeah, because so they're like, producer, Rob, I'm coming for you. You know, like they like say who they're coming for.
Right. I guess with bombshells and maybe they Casa girls specifically, maybe not early bombshells, but someone, I forget who I was watching, said they do show you on a little screen, like not the full episode, but the highlights of episodes. Okay. Because if you think about it, Daya was quoting like direct conversations Cordell and Serena had had. Right. So I do think at that point, you kind of have to be briefed on where people are at just for it to not, I don't know.
Yeah. And that makes sense, I guess, too, because they will come in and be like, so I know you're coupled up with this person, but like, how's it going? Instead of like,
but sometimes hey, they're like, now who's all coupled up? Like maybe they, some, I feel like some really go in trying to like play dumb and some like are like, so I know you're with this person. So I guess they see, like you said, they have to.
Yeah. It's also crazy to me that if you were shown the show, I guess if there was just someone you thought you'd have an attraction with, that you'd go into someone who's in a strong couple. I'd be like, that's who I want.
Right.
I'm just too nice. That's why I could never be put on the show like that. I'd be like, I'll be with anyone single, and if not, I'll just go ahead and get voted out.
I'll
take one for the team.
Yeah. Who do we think will stick together from the season?
I hope Serena and Cordell make it.
I love them.
Yeah. I think they have
their TikToks have been warming me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always loved him, so. And then I started to really like her.
Yeah.
I think they'll make it. I'm glad they won.
I'm obsessed with Leah and Miguel.
Yeah.
I hope think it that works. They're like soulmates. I don't know if it'll work because of the distance, but, and like, obviously like they're just so young, but I don't know. They're just so, so
they started
cute.
Growing on me too.
Mm-hmm. I really like Miguel. Leah. Yeah.
And no, I was shocked. Leah, I like did not like her at all from the first, like, you know, how I can't remember when because I watched it in within 3 days. But I was like so not about her. I thought she was like annoying, and then she started really growing on me.
Yeah,
and I think that's why she like got to stick around. Like, I think America was like actually like, no, I like her.
Of everyone who came off the show, she
has
2 million followers. Wow. And she had 11,000 going in.
Dang.
Imagine
people love her.
Yeah. Having your phone for 2 months and coming out to 2 million followers.
I can see why she has so many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I'm like curious about, like, you know, like I want to see.
Not to speculate to the drama mill, but the footage of the cast today at Disney or Universal or wherever they were, Kendall and Nicole were sitting on complete opposite sides of the train. So I fear it might have already ran its course for those two.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like sadly, his like little, not scandal because it wasn't his fault, but
that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. And that puts a little pressure on.
Wait, what happened?
Someone, I don't know if it was an ex or who, but someone leaked a compromising video of Kendall that he had sent them. And so he got off the island to Twitter having just
a field day with
not just a nude, but a video, which is rough.
Oh. Wait, of himself or of someone?
It was himself alone.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was really sad. And he
posted online?
Yeah, someone posted it on X, and it stayed on for a long time.
Dang, and that's so awful.
Yeah, he made like a mature post that was just like, I trusted someone and they, you know, broke that trust, and thank you for standing by me. But even though he's handling it well, that just is such a shot to your mental health when you don't know what the narrative is online anyways, and then you leave to not only hate and things you've gotten, but someone truly betraying you.
That's crazy.
Then so Rob, Ellie, you know Rob, and you don't even watch.
I know Rob. I've listened to like enough that I kind of know who y'all are talking about, but I don't know anything about the show.
He was on Call Her Daddy, and they asked him about Andrea, and he basically said, like, man, she's been making a lot of TikToks. I think it's best if we just stay friends.
Me, that's why I love him. He's always so uninterested.
I know.
Like, he doesn't,
he was coupled up with a girl and she got sent home, and when she got sent home he was mad.
He was so mad, he was devastated, he like wanted to leave with her.
But then she has been having a field day on TikTok, and Andrea, honey, you have been embarrassing yourself. People will be like, what's next for you and Rob? And she'd be like, I'm just waiting for him to get out. And they were together for 4 days. Oh, and he was coupled up with five other girls after she left.
Like, of course, like, you feel like you guys had something special because you were the one that, like, left. And, like, he's not, he didn't come home. Like, he's not getting voted off. So he's obviously in a couple. Like,
And I'm not trying to be mean, girly, but, like, you had a shot in the villa whenever you have to be coupled up to stay. Look at that man. None of us have a shot with that man. He's probably going to be dating Miley Cyrus next thing. And he deserves it.
You should have known when you're walking out, it was done. It was over.
If you get to touch a man like Rob, you better know it's for a season. He'll never be tied
down. 4 days, And then none of them were getting that. But it was cracking me up when he was like so devastated, and then he like goes to talk to Aaron on the dock, and he's like, so I think I'm gonna stay. And I'm like, you were always gonna stay.
Always gonna
stay. The producers, whatever they are doing, he was supposed to stay till he left. Like, they made it a thing. And like, Christian was like, it was like they're picking their couples, and he's like, Rob's gonna stay. I'm like, how? And he's like, the new bombshell that came in last. And I was like, you're right. Like, she had nothing to do with the other dude.
They sent her in for Rob.
They sure made Rob the most of their time.
They did. That was my one disappointment.
That made me sad. And for just, everyone.
Everyone.
I honestly, anybody else too. Like, I did not like her, but like, we barely knew her.
Well, she was from last season.
So I knew her. I knew her, but
I didn't even love her. Last season. She, I never watched After Sun, but I watched it after that episode because I just wanted to hear Rob. And literally, they're sitting next to each other, and Cassie in her talking heads or confessionals had literally said, like, I'm starting to like Rob. Like, for her, it was more than just a hookup. And like, then sitting there on After Sun, they're like, what's next for you two? And Rob was like, I mean, I definitely, I think there's a good friendship with me and Cassie. Like, didn't even give her the time of day. And they had sex, and it was publicly known on the show.
Do they not normally?
They, like, you normally don't, unless you're coupled up for like a long time and go to the hideaway. She was there for 2 days, and they just hooked up in the main room. Like, it was just like a little, they hadn't even kissed. And they just hooked up. Like, it was just like a heat of the moment kind of thing. But then to be sent home immediately after, and then for him to not even pretend to like you, that hurts a little. And I don't think she cares. I think she's sexually empowered.
It was the girl to do it with, honestly. And she wanted to do that. Anybody else would have been, like, Danielle would have been crushed.
You touch a man like Rob.
I honestly can't blame her. If if given honestly, the opportunity, do your big one.
Do your big one.
That's very true.
But yeah, it was a crazy season.
Well, I'm happy for you guys that you guys got to.
It was a joy. If I didn't have like the time of summer, I would have never started it. But I was like, I just want, I kept seeing everything. And that's like what gets you is like everyone wants to talk about it. And I just got sucked in.
Like,
but it was
so good. It's just so fun to be like a part of something. Honestly, like, it takes you back to like American Idol days when we were all voting. Like, I was literally voting on behalf of these people. Like,
Was like, okay, Logan, let's not let the fun summer stop. This is going to be the first year you watch Big Brother. I always watch Big Brother. I get him to watch this, the first season. Tell me why CBS has the dumbest AI robot who's a contestant in the house.
Shut up.
Yeah, I heard. Said, I saw that.
Whose team at CBS? And it, I'll show you. It's the people at home. You know what I'm talking about. It's so dumb.
He's a contestant.
It's like, I didn't even finish watching it, so I can't even spill it fully. But okay, why am I typing American Idol? I need to go home. But it's just like the worst rendering of a robot possible. So I don't know how it got approved.
I am so scared to know what this is about to look like.
Okay, well, now it's showing Zingbot. If anyone's ever watched Big Brother Zing Bots on it every year. I'm not making fun of you, Zing. I love you.
What?
I never got Big Brother. This
and her are the two contestants.
Wait, what?
She's like the AI, like she's the personification of an AI that'd be making her decisions in the house. But that robot, are you kidding
me? Wait, so that robot is there?
That girl will be in the house, or ew, she won't be in the house, but she'll be like a player, like I don't really
and
know.
The robots
but,
like making the but decisions.
It's all AI based decisions.
So is that girl AI or is she a real person?
She's a real person, like, but dumb, she's like, only acting out AI.
That is
choices. Oh, I see.
And they voted for her to not be in the house, but she'll still like control. They always have a twist on Big Brother every year, and the premise of Big Brother is expect the unexpected. That's why I love Big Brother. You can get sent home, and then like four challenges later, they'll be like, and eight people you guys sent home are battling back. The best part of all of Big Brother, my one sell, is that you have to play like a ruthless game and send people home and be horrible. And then when you make it to final two, everyone you sent home is the jury. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, who was horrible? Like, there's been times where people have played the best game you've ever seen, and then everyone hates them so much they vote for the other guy, and that's who wins.
Okay.
So the whole balance is to balance your strategic gameplay with your relationships, and it's
like Survivor
amazing.
Too.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so I normally love it, and I'm still going to probably try. Quinlan told me it gets better, but it was just a rough start whenever I was trying to sell Logan on a new
show.
Yeah,
that makes me sad for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I like it because it comes on like 3 times a week, so it just kind of fills the void in my heart.
For sure.
And similarly to Love Island, there's 24-hour live feeds, mm-hmm. so like mm-hmm. you know who's hooking up, you know who's like the. Also, fun statistic, there are more successful marriages from Big Brother than from The Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of people get married from that show. Because
you don't have to like couple up or anything, or do you?
No. Yeah. It's completely like just if you want to date, you date. But it's just the same thing where you're in a house for 100 days with no phone or anything. So these people just get very close.
Yeah.
It's crazy like when someone wins an election, they have to go in and just tell them over the loudspeaker, like, by the way, this person won, because you're just so isolated.
Yeah, crazy. I do remember that live footage when Trump won.
Yes.
They were like shocked.
Yes.
It was like Hillary and Trump.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's so interesting. Fun, but.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right.
Anyway, should we talk about the book?
Yeah. If you're not a Love Islander, skip ahead.
Seriously, if you're stuck with us this long, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll just go one by one, give our overall thoughts.
Wait, are we gonna do a synopsis?
Oh yeah, okay. Or? You guys, I'm gonna try, but everyone can agree this is kind of a hard one too.
Yeah.
So Kill for Me, Kill for You, it is a thriller. It's dual perspective, so you're going back and forth. There's a couple characters who you get side views from, but it's mainly from Amanda and Ruth. A story with Amanda, it's a woman whose daughter was killed. She's abducted and killed, and she knows who did it, and there's footage of who did it, but this man is really rich and has a powerful family, and so there's not much that the New York police force can do, and so you're kind of just dealing with her internal struggle of, you know, mourning the loss of her daughter, and then her husband commits suicide because he feels guilty. So this woman's really going through it. She lost her daughter, who was only 6, and her husband, and the police straight up are kind of saying, like, our hands are tied. We really can't arrest this man. There's not enough evidence. So that's really sad, and that's kind of A story. And then B story is Ruth, and we have a woman who has no kids, lives with her husband. Her home is broken into. Man stabs her nearly to death, but she survives. And so she's recovering in the hospital and dealing with the trauma of that incident. And so we follow these people, Ruth for a much longer period of time throughout her life, and Amanda for a shorter one. And with the home invasion story, it's really all about the way that this woman sees that man pretty much everywhere she goes. In the beginning, she sees him, is completely confident that's the man who stabbed me. Her husband kills said man. And then she's like, oh, wait, babe, that wasn't him. So her husband killed an innocent man. She ends up killing her husband over the situation. Mm. So anyway, that's kind of that story.
She kills her husband?
Well, he jumps
well,
off
he
a
jumped.
Roof.
I okay. shouldn't say kills.
Back.
In
and
a conflict
like,
with her.
Yeah, okay, okay.
He dies. And in the other story, she ends up attending a meeting for other people who have lost a child. She meets a woman there, Wendy, and her and Wendy strike up a friendship. And Wendy is also grieving the loss of a child. And they come to a mutual agreement that they are going to each kill the person who killed their child. And they're just kind of talking about this drunkenly one night. And then the next time she sees Wendy, Wendy says, okay, I did it. I killed the guy who killed your daughter. So now you have to kill the guy who killed my daughter. And Amanda's shocked and she's like, we weren't there yet. I didn't think we were prepared, but she doesn't want to let her friend down. And so she goes to attempt to kill the man who killed her Wendy's daughter. And then she backs out, but it's too late. And the man tries to kill her and she stabs him. And yeah,
he makes it out though, right? He ends up dying.
Yeah.
It's the same detective who's working all of these stories. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of a middleman. All of this to say, we end up finding out that Wendy, who was the woman who said that she killed the man who killed Amanda's daughter, actually didn't. And this, she's a con artist who lies and tells people this exact scheme who are in a vulnerable state to try and get them to kill people in her life that she hates. And it turns out that she is actually Ruth. And it's the woman whose home was invaded. And the people she's killing are all men that she has trauma from, that she thinks is the man who broke into her house in the first place. Amanda figures this out because she meets up with a man who was also conned by Wendy, aka Ruth. And so then they go to confront her, and then we find out that man was the abductor.
He was the one that stabbed. Yeah, because like Wendy, it wasn't actually, she didn't actually have a kid. No. It was a lie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You went over that, but
yeah.
Sorry.
So going. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, I know that's a lot.
No, it's
it
a
really
lot.
Was good, and it really isn't as confusing as it sounds, but yeah, it just covered a lot of plot. Yeah. And the name switch obviously makes it a little hard if you weren't actually reading it.
Yeah.
But
I forgot, like, there were quite a few twists.
Yeah, there really were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
Ellie, what do I want to share with you?
Okay. Yeah, I really liked it. I actually liked it a lot. There was so much to it. I listened to it on audio, the whole thing. And I was worried once it started going back and forth between people. I was like, oh no, I'm going to get confused. But for how confusing that made it sound, mm-hmm. it really wasn't. Like, it wasn't that confusing. And I just really liked how it was told. Although it seemed like because there were so many twists, and just, like, I don't know. There's so much to it. I feel like it could have been, like, okay, really? Come on. I didn't feel that way. Like, maybe some of them, but for the most part, I honestly really liked it. And I felt like it was, well done.
Yeah. I agree. I also really liked it. I agreed that, like, even though there were a lot of twists, it wasn't confusing and it was like pretty believable right up until the last one, which we'll discuss.
But
you guys know I'll say it for the millionth time that I'm not a thriller girl, but I really, really did like this a lot, and I wasn't cringing and I wasn't rolling my eyes. I liked the writing a lot.
I was excited to keep like listening and knowing what was coming. Like every time I stopped it, I was like excited.
It did really well with the chapter.
And like, I liked the detectives. Sometimes they can feel like just really cringy in like thriller books, you know, and I didn't really get that. But yeah, we'll obviously get more into it, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I did like it. You all know me. I like to solve a thriller, and I didn't predict every twist, who could, but I think they did make it pretty clear that Wendy was Ruth.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was like, that's not a big deal because they kind of had to. But I did, like, I got that pretty quickly.
Yeah. Which wasn't bad. She says stuff like that. She's like, I mean, most could know. I'm like, I'm always so mind blown every time.
My jaw on the floor every time.
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't, I wasn't like immediate, but the second that you could tell from that story that she loved, like, she was getting a taste for blood, it was just kind of like, oh yeah, okay. Anyway,
I'm not kidding, for so long I was like, how on earth does Ruth
I was like where are we going with this? Like,
I thought they were gonna have the same killer.
Yes.
And they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Correct.
It wasn't that guy, right? It was a different person. Yeah. The guy that she always thought it was, they got him.
Yes.
And it was the one that killed Jess.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, no, I did like it. We can get into it. I'm not, there was a couple of things that I was like, eh. But overall, I was very interested. I found myself really wanting to continue reading it. And I actually got a little bit spooked. I don't know if it was because of the audio.
I did too.
But the scene where she, Amanda's in the backyard and the guy's strangling her. The audio was like,
don't listen.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. He was strangling her. And it was here. I was here last night and these windows were open. I was like, someone's going to break in and kill me. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So that was kind of spooky. But I liked it overall.
Yeah, I liked it too. At first, I will say from the like very beginning, I don't even know what it says, but it's like Amanda with the gun on the subway. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm like ready for this. Like, this is going to be good.
Yeah. Give me a killer.
And anything set in New York, I'm like always about. So I liked that. I was with Ellie. Like, didn't even really care about Ruth. I was always like team Amanda, no matter what. Just because I didn't know where she was going to fall in.
I know, I'm so confused.
And she was just kind of stressing me out with like, she played it well, her poor husband. Like, just always like thinking it's somebody not going out. I'm like, I get it. Believe me, I can't relate to getting stabbed and then having to move on. But I was shocked by that.
I was so mad for him when he killed the wrong
person. And she was like, we don't know then that she's the same girl.
No.
When she was like, it's okay. Like, I feel, you know, like she was like fine with it. No, even after she felt bad,
he's still a bad person. Like, he still did something bad.
He doesn't deserve to be dead by me. Yeah,
especially the way that he killed him. It's brutal.
Yeah. So, I don't know where I'm going with that. Oh, that's when I first realized, I'm like, okay, she's like a little crazy. Yeah. Like, something's, I had like an inkling.
Honestly, I still was like, whoa.
Well, then I was like,
I just couldn't trust her. Like, he just gave me so many reasons not to trust her.
My
heart
dropped when she said that she killed the guy. And then she sees him out and runs.
That was the best part.
That was the best part. I was shocked. I felt bad.
Which person?
So Wendy Crone.
Okay.
Okay, which one's named Naomi? I think we're getting it mixed up.
Wendy and Ruth are all the same person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what was Amanda's name?
Amanda was
Jane.
Okay.
But whenever Wendy or Ruth tells Amanda that she killed, I think his name's Crone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then she sees Crone Amanda walking sees on him. The subway.
Yeah. Yes. And that was after she had killed Quinn. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So it was like she'd already done it and she was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I actually killed, you know, she's like freaking out.
Yeah.
And I just like felt worse for her story, obviously. Yeah. I mean, at first I was like with Wendy, I felt bad because I thought that she had a kid that had died too. Yeah. But and it like being like a teacher and stuff was gross. Mm-hmm. Like at first I was like all in on that. But yeah, overall, I did like it. I thought I was going to get confused because I just did all audio. But I was, like, wanting to know what was happening next. The only part was the end that I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Which we can talk about now, I guess.
But. And I will say, I feel like the only part that was kind of confusing was the fact that, like, Wendy, Naomi, Ruth, there's three names, all one person.
Mm-hmm.
Jane.
Yeah, that her Amanda. Amanda having two names was hard to me.
It wasn't confusing
when you're reading but talking about it's hard.
I guess talking about it. Like, just knowing that those are all the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also loved Pharaoh. He was the detective. I thought that it was sweet that he, like, felt for Amanda. And then when he figures out that she's probably the one that killed Quinn, he's like, oh, my God, this lady's been through it.
He saved her butt so many times.
He saved her butt at the end. He was, like, basically told her, like, yeah, we're just gonna, like, I saw your DNA, weird, must have been a mix up. And then he said something to her and she was like, clearly he knows. He's letting me off. So he like did know she killed him. He let her off
because her knee was hurt. And he said it seemed like someone scraped their knee getting over the wall.
Yeah.
And then he
was
like, how is your knee?
And him just being in so much pain, but like doing whatever he could for the people.
Such a hard worker.
He was so sweet.
Having a turkey club for Thanksgiving.
All of the Thanksgivings were so sad.
That's what his name was. A saint.
Okay, the end.
Yeah, let's jump to the end. Didn't love.
That personally. Was too much.
Wait, which part are we talking
about? The contacts.
Billy takes off his brown contacts and he's the one with the blue eyes.
Which,
and
like,
says, hey, sweetheart.
If that's.
I liked
it. I liked that it was Billy because I really didn't see that coming.
I didn't.
I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
See that it was going to be Billy. But
to me, he could just show up and Ruth be like, oh my God, it's you. Yes, Amanda doesn't need the contacts. I don't know. Yes, the contacts
something
was like,
else where he takes out his contacts. She knows it's him. Then he's able to put contacts back in.
Yeah, that's
before
the real
they get back up there.
That's the real hiccup.
I wish he would have just been like, oh, I bet you would recognize me with my blue eyes. Hello, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, on the same
me
vein.
Taking yeah, I just know. Like so used to the action.
I'm like, hello.
I know. Yeah. When her just standing there being like, it's like too much of like picturing it actually happening. Yeah. Like her standing there, him being like,
exactly. It's like, okay, we get it.
It okay was. I get what they were doing because then he puts him back in, and then she does her classic girl who cries wolf. Yeah. It's him, and the psychiatrist was like, oh no, she's doing it again. Here's another thing I'll say. They end up convincing the psychiatric doctor that had previously treated Ruth to come again for this intervention before she kills another family or whatever. But he came way too easily.
Yes.
Like, the psychiatrist was like, fine, I'll do anything. He was like, I'm not helping you. And then he was like, it was Nick Miller when he's like, I won't say a word. And he's like, fine, I'll tell you anything. It was so immediate. And then he's there and he's like, you're going away.
Like, the whole ending felt a little rushed. It was like so close, almost there. And it didn't ruin anything for me.
No.
But I agree. Just like,
well, everything her, like, happened freaking out and they're like, oh, here she goes again. Like, that part was like, you felt for Ruth in that moment.
Where
after
was
not
she?
Feeling,
where was the family?
In an apartment.
Yeah, in the apartment.
Yeah, but was the
family they were in
home?
Their house, but they were in the hallway.
I think they were able to
this all happened
like,
in the hallway. Contact, psychiatric,
like
intervention.
She had it.
Oh, I forgot that she was actually going to kill the family.
And what did she do to the doorman?
She strangled him.
But
he was okay.
Okay.
With
the gift wrap ribbon. Okay.
Well, she just tied that around him. I think she used her hands to like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that was a little unbelievable, too. She was like, this big man's at the desk, and then she just goes over there and like. Whips him into shape.
Rush.
How big are you?
Ending a little rushed.
And I guess even just like how quickly they, like Amanda and Billy, like, I don't know, put it all together and found out where she was.
And
did Amanda put two and two together before Billy wrote her the letter, or did she not know?
Not that Billy was.
She knew, yeah.
Does she know in the letter, or does she just know that Billy killed Crone?
I don't remember, actually.
Okay.
Wait.
Look up the letter.
Yeah, will you look it up since you have the hard copy?
I just didn't know did
he,
if she...
So Billy kills Crone, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so Billy is who broke into Ruth's house in the beginning, and then he has to move away because he didn't actually kill her. Mm-hmm. And so then he has to kind of change his motive and go somewhere else so we can keep doing his random stabbings.
Mm-hmm.
But he never like forgot the fact that he didn't kill Ruth. So she was always in the back of his head. So I think he figured out that Ruth's motive was to do this whole thing where she preys on people who are in these groups. And so he put himself in an online chat form to get close to her, to find her, to then harm her again. And that was kind of all part of it, but I just didn't know if Amanda figured all of that out, or if Amanda just knew, oh, I met this guy who made sure I had an alibi and then went and killed Crone for me.
And like, to clarify, Amanda and Billy got connected because
Billy
reached out to her and was like, I think we're looking for the same woman because the same, she did the same thing to both of us. So he pretended that he like had also been scammed basically by her, and that's how Amanda and him got
so
to
essentially
know.
Oh, but he had been scammed by her, but I think he was tricking her.
Yes, I think it was like she thought she was tricking him, but he was actually tricking her. But he was watching Amanda like go into Quinn, the guy that she was going to kill for Ruth, and saw her do all that, and then picked her up and was like, you're gonna like need my help or whatever. And so that's how they got connected, which was just a whole nother like side thing kind of, but did you find the letter?
Yeah, I found the letter. I still don't have a ton of clarity. He says, I wanted to thank you for your help finding Ruth, and I wanted to return the favor. So he killed Crone?
He killed Crone.
That's what, I'm sorry I lied to you. I never had a wife. Never mind one who was murdered. It is my hope you might forgive me. I already knew Ruth's real identity before I met you, and I didn't want to draw attention to myself. You understand, I need a buffer between me and the police, and a person that Dr. Martin would trust, someone to help me cover up a few things. It was better that I had someone with me for the ride. I would like you to burn this letter if you don't mind. After reading it,
but I want you to know that before Crone died, he admitted to killing your little girl. I thought you deserved that closure. It is unlikely we'll meet again. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of your life, sweetheart. X.
So
I have a few issues with this part. I don't know why he gets to be the good guy in the end.
Yeah. I was just about to say.
And Ruth is like this crazy psycho killing bitch when she is just like traumatized. And a victim. Yeah. And this guy gets is off, just a serial killer.
Yeah. And like even in that letter when he's like, I thought you deserved to have that closure.
Yeah, like you're not a good guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like you and like he killed somebody too.
Yeah.
And he sent her to Dolly Parton that night so that she'd have an alibi. And like he was being cute because they listened to Dolly in the car. Like, it's so annoying that he like tries to swoop in and do something nice.
And they couldn't find a connection between Ruth and the other women he murdered. So he clearly just did this for fun.
Yeah.
He would have murdered Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have just like brought her into the house and like.
That would have been a
after he
ending.
Used her for whatever that, he needed with Ruth, like she would have been dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Why that had to be
the letter
like,
itself.
The letter. Yeah. I wish they would
I'm
have
glad
like
that
caught
I know he
both
actually
them.
Killed them, but like, or killed Jess, but I don't understand.
Yeah.
But it's like she already knew that, you know, we just really
need
that closure.
Yeah.
She knew.
It wasn't like an up in the air, like, I think he did it. It was like, no, we have video proof that it was him.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
just getting away free. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was one part that made me laugh. I should have bookmarked the page, but when they're like planning all of this out to go and intervene with Ruth, it was cracking me up because Amanda, mind you, at this point, Amanda killed a man and like that was a scary altercation. And like she also has been hiding the fact that she killed a man, like washing bloody clothes, like whatever. And so then they're planning to go stop Ruth. And she was like, wait, Billy, she has a gun. That's scary. I'm like, you killed someone with an axe.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She that's has a
scary.
Gun. That's the exact word she said. That's scary.
That's scary.
I'm like, hiding a murder the past 2 weeks hasn't been
scary,
scary mama. I'm like a gun. I'm like, you should assume she had a gun. All of you should have a gun. You're in New York.
Yeah, where's your gun, Amanda?
Yeah.
You had one on the freaking subway.
Yeah.
Billy's like, trust me, it's fine.
Yeah. He's like, I've done this woman
30 times.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There was
the real loser is Ruth's husband.
I was gonna say though, like him
didn't deserve justice to die for the husbands way. In general.
Did he deserve to?
He didn't.
I didn't.
I
was
like, you can't Ellie hit her. I'm like,
I thought Ellie hit me for cutting her off 100 times. I was like, okay,
it's about
you can
time.
Have the floor.
Oh my god!
Not the hit.
Me not even phased at all. I was like strangling you with
I was shocked over here.
I said he deserved to die that way, and I was literally about to say I thought it was horrible
it was
that
awful.
He died that
I know.
Way.
Awful.
There was a lot of death in general, but
yeah.
It was
they spelled
gory.
It out.
Yeah,
they
I
didn't
mean,
let you. Yeah,
and that, yeah. It. She didn't seem too phased.
No, she really didn't.
No, like I know she's struggling. But.
Jumps off. What third story
yeah.
hotel yeah. fourth story hotel window and right in front of her
yeah
and she's just like bye bye.
Yeah,
well then she goes down there and she's like hugging
oh, yeah.
him or like talking to him
yeah.
and he's literally like bleeding. She's like, for a second I thought he'd be okay, and then he started
yeah.
bleeding out of his head. I'm like, no, he jumped four stories
horrid.
On concrete. No one makes
why?
That
yeah. Was there? Why wasn't she on medicine?
I know.
Like they that's really the psychiatrist. Well,
when she was in the elevator, and she was like, the whole family turned to me and started saying, "Whatever, sweetheart."
That
was
creepy.
I
was
like,
"Yeah,
was so creepy."
That part was spooky.
Mm-hmm. I was also like, "Leave these kids out of it."
Yeah,
didn't do anything.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, she was crazy. She was starting to like really freak me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely. Yeah, because she was like, I don't know why I didn't just do this myself this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Why did I always have other people do it?
I know.
It also was a little too, I don't want to say too easy, but like the fact that the woman Amanda, or the man Amanda did kill, which mind you, it was out of self-defense and because she had been conned by Ruth, but later the detective's like, he was a bad guy. He was in with the mob. I'm
right.
like,
yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah,
so she killed
was
a bad
in,
guy.
Yeah.
And,
bad
and not
mob.
Just like
money
yes.
laundering
and
whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's never. Yeah. Maybe the author just wanted not innocent people to die, like, in murder, but people did.
Yeah.
What did she get away with that was in the case? Did she take some money?
She took two of the rolls.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Which also, I was just thinking, like, a little money roll. She was like, I counted 70,000.
I know.
I know. I was shocked.
Oh, like, yeah, okay. It was like a couple $100.
Yeah.
Me writing down the address.
And they're like, it wasn't for the money. There's two rolls left. I'm like,
why'd you not take that?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, yeah. I really liked it, but some of the logistics, but that's how a thriller is.
It's so hard to write.
Killing everyone, you're like, it would be you would be leaving a lot more behind than you are. They never addressed the fact that she never moved her car. Her car was always parked in front of that man's house. I'm like, you would have been tied to that murder if your DNA was there and your car was there for months. Yeah.
Okay. So true.
But
also the whole like stranger on a train thing, that's a real
show, I think,
book or something, right?
I assume.
I think.
Okay. Kind of intrigued. Intrigued about what that is.
I really thought once they pitched that plan that that was going to be the whole premise.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we're going to watch these two switch murders too, the whole time.
Yeah. I really did too. Which honestly, I was like kind of thinking, how's that going to be a whole book? Like, that's going to be kind of boring. But then whenever she did it so fast, I was like, okay, that's not going to be the whole book.
That's what I kept telling Logan. I was like, things are just moving very quickly.
Yeah, very fast.
I don't know.
Which I do think is partly why I liked it, because it just kind of kept going.
Yeah, no part was like dragging for me. I didn't really like it.
There was a lot of like suspense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When she's under the bed
and
the officers are walking around, I was like,
that was like, that was the part where like, I was like, ooh, taken.
Gotta keep, gotta keep listening.
Strangers on a Train was a 1951 thriller crime film.
Oh, so it's a movie?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Rated PG.
Throw it on.
But look at all these pictures. These people are long gone.
That's our cast.
I'm like, so here we have Robert Walker. And he's my Pharaoh.
Should we go ahead and cast, or do we have any more to say?
I don't think so. I will say, you said that you didn't get icked out by the detectives. I did a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Hernandez, yeah, more than one-liners Pharaoh. That would be like,
right,
all in a day's work. Yeah. And then the chapter would be over. I'd be like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad at it.
Honestly, the little nickname that they gave him kind of was like,
eh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, like the Saint one?
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it was Saint, though.
It was Saint something.
Oh. Saint Jude.
I think it was Saint Jude, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. All I could think about was like the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was the issue.
Okay.
Who should we do first? Amanda?
Yes. I think we should start with Amanda.
I'm going to just be honest, and I've said this the last 8 shows we've done. I just never like my cast anymore. These books just aren't, they're not speaking to me.
Yeah. I know. I miss like, I don't know. We had some books where it was like, I just knew who to cast.
It's because we've done so many.
We're running out of people. That's true. We are running out of people.
And we like mine, though.
Pop culture.
I don't.
It's really rough.
Love mine, but.
I'll go first. Kay. I did Jessica Alba.
Oh, I thought you were about to
say.
Okay.
So opposite of what I have.
Okay, I will say, a male author, probably reason why, just me being sexist for a second, I don't remember a lot of detail about each character, what they look like.
Me neither.
No.
So I feel like what we can go in, like, it'll just be
I have no idea
the
what
the only one was Billy and his soft brown eyes, like, how did we not pick up on that?
Yeah,
that's true.
It's, I did
Jessica,
and I just did blue eyes
Beale.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see.
Okay. Same vibe.
Yeah
us and our Jessicas.
I also have a Jessica, so this is interesting.
Go Simpson. For it.
I have Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
okay that's fine. Once again,
I just kind of pictured more like
I pictured looking. Ruth a redhead, but then I didn't pick a redhead, but
okay.
I did Linda Cardellini.
Oh, yeah. Jess's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That helped me a lot, actually. I'm like, okay, sure.
Like Jessica's sister.
I was trying to picture someone who'd be like willing to like kill.
Yeah, like a little crazy.
Wait, can I see yours again, Mace?
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, duh, but like bombshell. So it's like,
I know, that's what I'm like. She's so, I kind of like Maddie's.
A little too
bombshell. Yeah, I honestly like Maddie's. I feel like she'd be easy to, she'd be willing to kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ruth.
Yeah, let's go Ruth.
Okay,
this one that's like hard to cast because I don't really care for her. I mean, I feel bad for her, but like, I didn't
know what she looks like.
Like, I hate, I think she, this actress is great. I hate her and everything because she, like, makes me so mad. I don't know how to say her name. Rosamund Pike?
I did her, too.
Wow. Oh,
it's because of Gone Girl.
With her switching her, like, look. Yeah.
That's funny.
That is so interesting.
She's so good at, like, I hate her at everything. Yeah. But, like, I know it's, like, her job.
Yeah.
Because there's that other movie I always talk about that I, like, hated. Like when she works with like the senior center thing.
But I don't know what
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
but it sucks. She works with old people and she totally screws them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah.
It takes advantage of that system or something. I don't know. But oh, yours is
blonde. Yeah. Well, I don't like Elizabeth Banks, which is why I chose her. But like rough around the edges kind of woman, and Elizabeth Banks is, in my opinion, that's what I was thinking. Is more like. Heavy eyeliner, smoking, drinking hard liquor.
Let me see a picture. Yeah.
You know? All I'm picturing is like picture Effie. Her like that, but she was supposed to be.
Well, that
she did about her smoking.
Okay. When Billy catches up with Amanda, and he's like, "We're looking for the same woman." Mm-hmm. That's how he describes her, like raspy voice, cigarette smoking.
Yeah, he does. That was like the most.
Well, and she always smokes. Like when she's windy, she's smoking.
So I was just kind of thinking for someone who could like come across as kind of like not real, like kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like softball mom.
Right.
Yeah. If you like keep describing her, I can picture that. I just picture like, what's that movie called? Oh my gosh. The singing movie.
Sing?
What?
Sing?
No, but no, Pitch amazing. Perfect. Pitch Perfect.
You know why?
Because I just picture like her being bubbly. I'm thinking of her
Modern Family.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
I also just hate Elizabeth Banks. Sorry, Elizabeth Banks. I don't know why.
She got beef with her.
She hosts the new Whammy. You know Whammy.
I don't know Whammy.
You know Whammy. What's it actually called? It's like go for the money. Yeah. Big bucks.
Yeah.
You know. No Whammy.
Never heard of it.
It's a game show.
Okay.
A famous game show from a long time ago.
This is where brought it back. This is where I don't fit anymore.
I know.
Yeah, this is where they lose.
Brought it back. I used to watch.
Yeah, they brought it back, and it's Elizabeth Banks.
Actor, actress, singer, becoming a host makes or break them.
Honestly, if you guys have never heard of Whammy, I should introduce you to him.
Oh my gosh, how do I not know about him?
Lila? Oh, what?
Lila.
He's adorable.
My Whammy girl.
Oh my gosh.
You
spin a thing, and if you land on him, all your money's gone. So when you spin it, you say no whammies, no
big
whammies,
bucks, big bucks.
And on the old one, he would come out, a little whammy would come out and like pour feathers on your head or like,
oh my god, this sounds amazing.
I've never heard of this in my life.
I need to watch.
I no lived whammy, no on whammies. The Game Show Network growing up.
Yeah, I feel like your family did.
Yes,
I probably did. I'm sure I saw it at your house at one point. Sure.
I still watch Wheel every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, though, that Pat Sajak retired and Ryan Seacrest is starting on The Wheel? That's crazy. I don't think I'll watch with Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a Ryan.
He's like more of an American Idol man for me.
Yeah.
No one can replace Pat.
Tried and true.
And also, he'll be too nice. I don't know. You guys have watched Wheel of Fortune. Pat, that's like what makes him the best. Someone will guess a vowel and be like, don't know what you were thinking there. Brutal. Oh, do we have someone left?
Pharaoh and
Billy.
Oh, I didn't do Billy, but give me a minute.
You didn't do Billy?
I thought our text was indecisive on Billy, but I'll do him. Give me a minute.
Well, we can do Pharaoh. Well,
yeah.
Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess he's from Law and Order. Benjamin Bratt.
So close.
I pictured him like Mexican.
Uh-oh.
Pharaoh.
I've taken a wrong turn.
Well, it's fine, because Maddie's face shows me that I have taken a wrong turn.
Well, mine is
yours also
from
Law and Order?
Law and Order, SVU.
Yeah.
Dan Florek, Captain Kraker.
Okay, I like that. It's so different than mine.
So different
this,
than hers.
I will say, my guy doesn't have a hurt back.
Let me
and
see
I was,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, he's...
That was a crucial part of
right.
him, so...
Let me see.
Oh.
Yours again?
Sorry. He's honestly...
I actually kind of like yours, but... Yeah, he doesn't have a hurt back.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Okay. My guy's back hurts so bad that he should have retired.
Tom Selleck.
It's Tom Selleck. And I don't, I'm not apologizing because he's who I imagine. And yes, he's too old now.
Honestly.
But like,
I like the
Tom
mustache.
At his peak.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a detective.
Yes. And he would,
way.
He would let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Now he'd have a hurt back.
Convincing you to take out a second mortgage. So he's past his acting prime.
How old is he?
I feel like he's got to be pretty old, y'all. But let's see. How old was Pharaoh?
My guy is, my actor is 60, but
he's Tom is
79.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tom, how old was he in Friends? I mean, that was over 20 years ago, so.
I mean, that's they true. Were like 26 in Friends, and they
he
were,
was
but,
like,
yeah,
he was like 45.
He was supposed to be almost 50, okay. I think.
Yeah.
I did David Harbour.
Okay, I thought about him.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think of him, but like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, her being crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fitting, him having that relationship.
Okay,
all Billy.
Right. Billy. I feel like mine is good if he always has blue eyes. I didn't
same. Okay. I did the blue-eyed version.
Yeah,
I haven't watched
Brown,
the show.
I have 1 minute to find it.
The whole purpose of it was a blue-eyed killer.
Okay. Yeah, but he wore brown contacts all the time.
You always have it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Ellie, you normally cast someone who looks.
The whole purpose was he was called Mr. Blue Eyes.
And he wears contacts every day, Ellie.
He could go either way.
As Billy.
Okay.
Well, this man doesn't have a name.
Ellie put in his contacts.
Anybody can wear contacts.
Okay, fine.
So,
the guy off Suits, Patrick Adams.
Okay.
Oh, he's way too cute.
Well, yeah,
Billy was cute.
I thought he was supposed to be cute.
Too young.
Handsome.
Oh.
Too young cute.
All right.
Well, it's yours. Wait, Billy wasn't old.
Yeah.
Well, he was kind of old. He used to be a cop, right?
Yeah, he had to have been in his mid-ages.
Oh.
Mid-ages. Me when I can't commit.
Yeah.
He had to be in an age.
He was an age sometime. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
He has so much work to do. Oh my god.
Who's going? Okay. Me or you?
Yeah, I have to see yours.
Okay.
Yeah. Mid-ages.
I did Jason Isaacs.
Honestly, it's kind of perfect.
I know, it's so good.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Don't know.
No, he was in hold on.
I'm not waiting.
Mine's gonna be
mine.
Really young.
Oh great.
He
Timothy Chalamet?
That I would kill someone.
I know he was in Harry Potter.
Mine is Tom Paine.
Ooh.
Okay.
I mean, I like that one better. No offense.
Oh no, yeah, me too.
Yeah. I said Samuel Page.
Yeah.
See? I think Billy's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
He looks like he would be
this
like
is the
strong
right
and like
this is mid age.
Honestly, I could see him having a little like crazy and
he's 21.
Oh.
What?
No, he's how old?
You say he looks 21, he's 47.
Wow, he ages well.
Yeah.
He gave Samuel Page the compliment of his life.
Yeah.
He's the new Hallmark It Boy. He's in all the Hallmark holiday movies.
Mm. Oh,
I get it.
Shall we rate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, pick the dream cast.
Yeah.
First.
Right. I don't think I'm winning any of them, so I'm gonna sit back.
You might.
Well, okay, well, all of our, I have, this girl has to win.
Rosenpike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure her.
For Ruth.
Ruth, yeah.
I liked Maddie's.
Linda Amanda. Cardellini.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, I'll give it
Amanda.
To her. She's got the right twitch in her eye.
Same.
Who do we pick for Pharaoh? I'm kind of thinking Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Woo!
Me
too. And then
he's still getting work.
It's a battle of between. No, I think it one
it's
of y'all
Ellie's.
Actually. Ellie's is good.
Ellie's is
yeah,
really
Ellie's is good.
Spooky.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
after
he would
like
be doing
seeing
that
yours,
creepy voice.
You can trash mine because yeah.
Hello,
mine is
sweetheart.
Too smart.
Yeah, I mean those eyes piercing.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah,
and he's like angular, like they said.
So rodent.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
big
in
rock.
The rodent era.
He's
for
rodent
sure.
boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. He's a serial killer.
Yeah,
that too.
And toxic. Okay. Rate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gave it on Goodreads a 3.5, and I'm going to stand by that.
I think I'm going to give it a 4.
I'm a 4.
You had a 4.5.
Nice.
I'll stick with it.
I saw you gave it a 4.5.
I was close to a 5.
4.
For us.
Wow, is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. I think the Goodreads is like over 4.
Yeah, it's a 4.5.
I've been so bored by
thriller,
books.
It's 4.
It's
yeah.
pretty good.
I mean,
yeah.
I was excited to read it, and I
yeah.
like flew through it.
No, I
so.
Really liked it.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm so glad we switched.
Me too.
Oh, same.
No regrets on that.
Cannot imagine what our conversation would have been
oh,
about
no.
that book.
Yeah, I know. Like, I couldn't even think of how to talk about it.
No.
It's so bad.
So bad.
So bad. Have you guys been reading anything else?
I have.
Go for it, Ellie.
Okay. I'm going to pull up all my summer romance books that I've been reading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've read a lot, too.
I have read... Okay, I think that we talked about This Summer Will Be Different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I read,
Of course, we also had a dinner party, so I might have mentioned it there. Like, I don't know if you mentioned on the pod.
Okay, well, I think I did because I think you and I talked about it,
okay.
Maddie. But if not, This Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune. I liked it. I gave it 4 stars. And then I read Seven Summer Weekends by Jane L. Rosen. It was good. I liked it. I think it's not what I was expecting it to be. I don't know what I was thinking when I heard the title Seven Summer Weekends. I don't know if I was thinking like she spent. Well,
I picture like them like coming back for a weekend every seven or like.
I don't know. Okay.
Because like 7 summers ago. Like,
that's
like
kind of what I pictured. That's not what it is.
Okay.
So.
I want to read it.
It was good. I liked it. I would suggest reading it. I gave it 4 stars. And then I read Summer Romance by Annabelle Monaghan.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. It was so good. The loved read it. Of the summer. I loved it. I gave it 5 stars. And I guess I thought I read more than that, but.
That's good, though. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
I did not. So.
I'll just go next because I also read Summer Romance. I gave it 4 stars, but I really did like it a lot.
Were you bawling your eyes out or no?
I don't cry in books anymore. I don't know. I don't have a heart. I know. What part did you?
Dog.
Oh, yeah. That part. That was sweet.
Oh,
yeah.
Like about the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just like the saying.
Yeah, the saying. Yeah.
That was, that stuck
And
with
the
me.
Woman? The older lady?
Oh, yeah. That may almost
I sobbed. Sad. I was literally ugly crying.
Ellie, I sobbed. Oh, Savannah, that almost made me sad.
She said that?
I almost started crying. I don't know why. I think I'm just it depends on where I'm reading it, you know?
Yeah.
I also read The Great Alone. That made me teary-eyed at times. Mm-hmm. That is phenomenal. 5 stars. You gotta read it if you haven't. And then obviously this one. And then I started This Summer Will Be Different again because I lost it and I got it back. And then I haven't rated it yet, but I just finished Carrie Soto Is Back. And it was really good. I don't know, like, why. It was just good. It was really well written. I just, like, love her books. It was in the era of Daisy Jones, Evelyn Hugo. Like, not the other one, Forever and No. It was her good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it made me, like, want to watch tennis. It made me want to play tennis. I was always rooting for her.
I think that is
the father-daughter
perfect
relationship
example
so
of a book that's just a book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it's just a good book. It's not a romance. It's just a fiction book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a book.
And it's on Spotify. So I had both, but I did both audio and reading it, and I liked either way. That's all I had.
Also, really quickly, I started reading Eliza Starts a Rumor.
Oh, good.
Oh my gosh, you haven't read it?
I haven't.
Oh, yay.
No, I'm excited. I'm not very far in at
You read it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved it. I read Tweets About Love Island.
Yes,
and this book.
My time has been taken up.
I don't know how I had time to read, but
I'm really impressed, and you guys carry the team. You read a lot. I have been in the biggest rut this summer, and it's okay. I'm gonna get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe Summer Romance will do it. You guys all seem
to really. Have you read her other book by her that we all liked? Oh, you should.
No.
I liked Nora Goes Off Script.
Oh. I love Nora Goes Off Script.
I almost want to say more.
Did you hit your tooth?
I like smacked when
I opened it. Oh, I didn't hear it.
Gotta be careful on those candies. And I liked it.
Okay. But you haven't read the one in between that.
The summer will be different.
No. same time next summer.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go again.
Yes. That one's also really good.
You liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
I was like okay with it.
Yeah, that's so weird how it's just, I really think it just depends on my mood. Yeah.
Nora Goes Off Script, though, was...
I loved really like the kids.
There's a lot of factors. So like it's so funny how that can work. If you listen to our old episodes, we used to be really easy on books.
Yeah, now I'm like so harsh.
Letting a lot fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, too, it's like if I read a book alone, like I would have given this like 5 stars if I didn't have to discuss it.
Yeah.
But coming in here, it's like you just pick apart every little chapter and
so true. It's true.
Okay, wait. We're gonna try the candy.
Yes.
Oh yes.
I'm like salivating. So, we're with it right here.
I have been on Swedish candy TikTok like a lot of the world, and I finally gave in the other night around 10 p.m. But I'll be honest, I was not going to wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever people are waiting. So I got on Amazon. If I love it, I might wait a longer time. So they are little. I've heard some people say the little ones aren't as good, but I'm not going to let it deter me. We have a little pink skull, a little orange and yellow or orange and red skull, these little bubs that are pear, and bubs. Then
the name is just so sweet.
I know.
So
these sweet. Are little cars.
I know, they're little cars. Cute.
They're all sour because that's what my craving was sour. And I'm pretty sure all of you kind of were the same, that the sour is what really
sticks out. That's all I care about. Yeah.
Anywho, where should we start?
Let's try a bub. Let's start big.
Oh, baby.
It doesn't taste like a candy I've had before.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hold on. I'm getting a flavor of something. I'm kidding.
It's
It's
soap in the best way.
Soap, but don't let that
attract. It is a little soapy.
It is reminding me of a candy. Oh, I'm not going to be able to think of it. If I do, I will let you know.
It's reminding me of like the...
Okay, wait. Yeah, get the little car since you have the ball.
Oh, are all the colors of the cars the same flavor?
No, there's a... Pick out... I think there's a green and a pink.
Yeah,
pick out.
Get two.
Okay.
There's also a white. Too. Just get one of each, I guess.
Okay.
Sour. Yeah. They are coated.
I was just glad people actually talk about these being sour, and no sour candies are sour enough for me.
Me neither.
I'm kind of a weenie, so...
Mm-hmm. Where should we start? The white's really calling to me.
Very chewy.
Mm-hmm. Not sure what the flavor is.
Not quite through it yet.
Yeah.
I like the sour still, mm-hmm. but I don't know what that flavor is supposed to be.
I think this is a really stupid take, and it sounds like I'm a candy connoisseur, and I'm not. The sour dust is finer grained than ours.
Mm. Yes, it is.
It's like not like going to rip my tongue to shreds.
It is literally sand.
I don't know what flavor that is.
I don't know
either. Is anyone else getting mint?
No.
I swear my tongue's numb.
Earlier, I cleaned my toilet, and for some reason, it smelled so deliciously like spearmint. I wanted to stick my head in it.
Oh my god!
I was like, oh my gosh, I could eat it. And
was it your toilet bowl cleaner?
I don't know. I my mom ordered my toilet bowl cleaner for me this month because she got an extra one. So I don't know if it's mint.
Tell me what the brand is.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay,
green. Right.
Green.
Yeah.
I think she's my favorite.
Like raspberry?
Yeah. That one tastes like something I've had
that
before.
That one has an amazing sour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's good.
Joying. Yeah. Which one now?
The orange or the green?
Oh, I don't know what.
Oh, I don't have an orange.
Yeah, she did green.
Maddie did green.
Ooh.
That's sour.
Mm-mm. That's soap.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I don't like that one.
Basil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes like Axe body spray.
Herb
like, why
garden?
Can't I stop?
Yeah.
That one was weird.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be like lemon lime, I assume.
Oh, lemon lime. If going in with that view, it's good.
Yeah. Turns out I love it. Okay, now the orange. I mean, I assume orange and lemon.
Yeah.
Like all orange candy, it's mild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They do kind of have a
kinda
soapy
like
undertone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like the size.
Me
the
too.
Cars. Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People saying the smaller one is good. I kind of think bite size.
Yeah.
I think it was great.
I'd like to try a bigger bub. Just
yeah, that's
out
the only
of curiosity.
One I need.
But no one eats these cars. You guys order these little pink, yellow, and green cars on Amazon. They taste really good, and it still is a really unique texture. My fear was that it was going to taste like any sour candy, and it wasn't going to live up to it, but it truly does taste unlike anything I've ever eaten.
And for someone who, like, likes sour but doesn't, like, I feel like you guys, like, really like sour, it's very doable.
Yeah.
We have our book for next summer, right?
Do we?
Fish Perfect. We were going to try to do The Perfect Couple by Ellen Hildebrand, right?
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, because it's going to be a show, right? On a show somewhere.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a show somewhere. It looks really good. No, I think it's Netflix.
It is.
It's a movie.
Right?
Like the red,
or is it a show?
I think it's a series, a limited series.
Ooh.
Stop panting.
I need one of those. Fitty Lou.
I'm like, Maddie, stop panting. For our audio listeners, there's a dog here.
That'll be a good August book too.
Yeah,
it has a really
I'm
cute
excited.
Cover. Let's see
it's
if
a
I
thriller?
Get it on Libby.
I think
I've
it's
had it
like
for weeks.
All of her books are kind of like mystery esque, actually.
So I know
it's
kind
a little bit of a
thrillerish. Yeah,
but not like this.
I don't think so.
No, they're normally just more. Seem like
a
normal book until a twist somewhere.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
Yeah.
She's normally amazing. So.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be.
Yeah.
Let's see. Good.
Yeah.
Thriller in July. If you didn't participate with us this year,
see you next year.
You've got 11 months to pick your next thriller.
Okay. That's all. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.